And now the game where you get rewarded for doing things that won you actual rewards instead of this. Andrew Reynolds is a Broadway star, most famous for creating the lead role in Book of Mormon, and he's gone on to star in Girls and HBO and Black Monday on Showtime. It's a good thing he did, because like a lot of struggling actors, he had a lot of day jobs, and apparently he was terrible at all of them. Andrew Reynolds, welcome to Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Thank you so much for having me. Did you talk to old managers of mine? Did you talk to the manager at Nacho Mama's? Is
no, but we had heard that this was in fact a hallmark of your pre-fame days, that you kept like losing jobs. Is that right?
Okay, well, it was by my choice, just to be clear.
All right.
I was very good at an interview.
Yeah.
I would give a very solid job interview, and then I would get the job, show up, work for one day, decide I hated it, and then leave.
Really? So can you give me an example of the kind of job you did for a day, then left?
Well, I did work at a restaurant near Columbia University called Nacho Mama's.
Yeah.
And I worked there as a host for one day, and then I just never returned.
Right.
Andrew, this is Paula Poundstone. Can I ask you a question? When you applied for work at Nacho Mama's, had you been there before? Had you seen it? Did you know what you were in for?
Yes, Paula. I am sad to say I knew exactly what I was getting into, but I had only been drunk at that bar. I had never thought about what it would actually be like to work for drunk people at the bar.
So you didn't? Did you ask any questions during your interview? Did you ever say, like, so what will I do?
Oh, God, no, Paula. That was also, like, I had a job. I was a temp at Ernst & Young, and they asked me all these questions about, like, do you know how to answer phones? And I was like, sure. And then
Do you not know how to answer phones?
Well, I think they were, it was multiple lines.
Right, so that's complicated.
Yeah, that is hard. Yeah.
So my only experience that was watching Lily Tomlin in 9 to 5 do it.
Right. Now, you grew up in Omaha. We were just talking about theater kids in high school, so I assume you were one.
Well, yes, but I went to an all-boys Catholic school that did not have a drama program, so I did, like, community theater shows.
Yeah.
Which means I would often be like, I remember when I was like, I don't know, 17, and I did a production of A Funny Thing Happens on the Way to the Forum, but the woman I was playing opposite was like 45.
Right.
I did a lot of shows like that.
You did a lot of shows
That's called acting, Andrew.
Yeah.
It's acting. It was acting.
Mm-hmm. I have to ask, how did the whole Catholic school thing work out for you?
So great.
Learned that you think perhaps were specific to Catholic school that come up in your adult life now?
Paula, I would say shame and guilt.
Yes.
Good, good.
And then also like the fastest way to make your mother feel bad.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
So you move off to New York to be a performer, and how quickly did it take you to get actually performing jobs?
I started performing. I did some like summer stock jobs, like right after, like while I was still in college, and then I did some dinner theater in Westchester, and then I did a really unfortunate tour of a show called Pokemon Live.
Wait. So when you were in a live Pokemon show?
Was this performance on ice or just?
How dare you!
I know.
I'm a trained actor.
Yeah. Can you give us a sample? I have no idea what this was like. Can you give us like a sample of what your lines were from Pokemon the Stage Spectacular?
No, I will not.
So we read that you used to audition all the time with just one song.
That is correct. I decided for myself that I sounded very good singing Born to Run.
Right.
Wow.
By Bruce Springsteen. So I would just sing that for every audition, whether it was correct or not. Like I sang it for my audition for the Lincoln Center revival of South Pacific.
And
I sang it for the revival of Fiddler on the Roof.
Do you channel like that, like white man emotion in that song?
Yeah.
Do you channel that into the performance?
Well, lucky for me, I'm an emotional white man.
Yeah, I know. That ended up being a wise choice.
Yes.
I was lucky enough to see you in the Book of Mormon. It was fantastic, and I've become a
fan.
Thank you. But it's very hard for me to imagine you singing Born to Run. So can you show us? Can you sing a little Born to Run?
No.
Well, Andrew Reynolds, it is an absolute pleasure to talk to you, but now it is time to play a game with you, and we are calling it
The Book of Mormon.
Ooh.
You start in the Book of Mormon, but what do you know about the Book of Mormon? Namely, Ethel Merman.
Wait a second. Is this because I'm gay? I mean, I'm fine either way.
Okay. We're going to ask you three questions about Ethel Merman. You get two right. That's all you need to do. You win our prize for one of our listeners. Bill, who is Andrew Reynolds playing for?
Andrew Johnston of New York, New York.
All right.
All right.
Here we go. First question. There are a lot of stories of Ethel Merman's, quote, colorful language. Once she was backstage at Gypsy, of course, her big signature role, and overheard the stage manager swearing in front of the children in the cast. What did she say? Was it A, nobody corrupts those little angels but me, so bleep off? B, nothing, she just sang a high C until everybody's fled. Or C, quote, she said, don't say in front of the KIDS.
I'm going with C.
You're right. A lot of stories about Ethel Merman's colorful language. There's a story that when a religious Hollywood actress asked her to put a dollar in a swear jar for saying hell, she said, well, how much do I have to put in to make you All right, next question. Ethel Merman's fourth and final marriage was to actor Ernest Borgnine.
Yeah.
It lasted only 32 days.
Wow.
What did she say about the marriage in her autobiography? Was it A, my marriage to Borgnine was the only thing shorter than he was? B, at work he did McHale's Navy, at home he was McHale's Lazy? Or C, nothing. The chapter entitled My Marriage to Ernest Borgnine consisted of a single blank page.
Ooh. A?
No, it was not A. It was C. It was only a blank page.
All right.
Yeah, it was not good. There are various stories about why their marriage broke up. One of them, believe it or not, is that Borgnine used to like to fart in bed and then pull up the covers, giving her a so-called Dutch oven. And I wish I was kidding. All right, but if you get this last one right, Andrew, you win for your listener. Ms. Merman continued performing almost up to her death in 1984. Which of these was her last role? A, the voice of the shrieking poltergeist in E.T. B, playing a crazy person who thinks he is Ethel Merman. Or C, Grand Moff Berfinian in The Empire Strikes Back.
B.
You are right.
Wow.
It's in the movie Airplane. Robert Hayes is telling a war story about the old corporal whatever who went crazy and thought he was Ethel Merman, and they cut to it, and it's Ethel Merman. And that was her last role.
That's some good casting.
I know. Bill, how did Andrew Reynolds do in our quiz?
2 out of 3. That's a big win for us, Andrew.
Congratulations. Yay! That's awesome.
I did it.
You did do it. I think it's awesome. This will be part of your volume 2, I hope.
I hope so, too.
Angel Reynolds' new memoir, Too Much Is Not Enough, is out now. Angel Reynolds, what a pleasure to talk to you. And thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.
Take care.
The Book of Mormon.
In just a minute, we're shrooming on Mars in our listener limerick challenge. Call 1-888-WAIT-WAIT to join us on the air. We'll be back in a minute with more of Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me from NPR.